This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the Roots on fire. Wayne Allen Roots on USA Radio Network, flagship station 790 AM here in Las Vegas. And so much to tell you about. Let's do a little station identification here for Wayne Allen Roots. Just, I love to get emails from you, and I get so many each week, generally somewhere around 2,000 a week from all of you. And I love to hear from you. I love you. Inspire me. You give me my best ideas. And you tell it like it is. You let me know the most important news stories, and that's why I'm able to come on the air and regale you with stories that all of you decided were the number one stories. Your taste is my taste, so love hearing from you. WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And, of course, my website, RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. Call the number 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, toll-free anywhere. In these United States, all 50 states, toll-free, 833-WAR-TALK. In Canada, we mentioned this yesterday. It was Western Journal, Josh Manning, as a guest, who mentioned this yesterday, a Christian pastor jailed for holding church services in Canada. Can you imagine how far we've fallen? A Christian pastor from Edmonton, Canada. Edmonton is the conservative state. Edmonton is the Texas of Canada. You know, it's quite amazing that this could happen in Edmonton. I could see it in Toronto or Montreal. But he's been jailed for breaking Alberta's Public Health Act by continuing to hold church services when ordered to stop. Reverend James Coates of Grace Life Church of Edmonton turned himself into police on Tuesday, 2 days after officials attended a Sunday service to assess compliance with conditions issued to the pastor. The authorities from the Alberta Health Service and the Royal Canadian Mounted Police determined Pastor Coates was not complying with his undertaking release conditions issued by authorities. Grace Life has held worship services for 3 consecutive weeks after his order to close at the end of January because of coronavirus restrictions. The officers told Coates that he could be released if he promised to discontinue Sunday services. He refused to do it. Good for him. What he should have done is given him the middle finger and say, God told me to tell you to go F yourself. Coates' lawyer, James Kitchen, told CTV News his client was willing to go to jail in order to do the right thing, but Coates could not in good conscience agree to end his church services. His first obedience is to his Lord, is to his God. And normally, obeying Jesus and obeying the government go right in hand. The government forced him into a position where he had to choose between disobeying God and obeying government or obeying God and disobeying government. He's been charged with 2 counts of contravention of the Public Health Act and for failing to comply with the condition of his release. A spokesman for the Mounties said the pastor has been given a second court appearance for next Wednesday. This guy's in jail. He's not out. He's in jail, rotting away in a jail, a prison cell where you can get COVID. I'm not a big COVID guy. You know, I just really think the whole thing is such an overblown reaction. So ridiculous. But the one place that I'd be scared to death is prison. That's the only place I'd be scared to death. You know why? Because prisons have no air. There's very few windows, there's no ventilation, there's old heating and air conditioning systems that are probably filled with mold. They're wet and moldy. They're filled with germs, they're filled with disease, and the people are all, you know, crammed in. That's where you get COVID. It's really amazing in this country. In this case, it's Canada. So how about in North America? Remember, it's Justin Trudeau in charge of Canada, so it should be no surprise that Canada's even more screwed up than this country. Truly amazing. Another story about screwed up country, Los Angeles in the United States, slashes the school police budget and replaces the officers with climate coaches. This is really going on in America, folks. Hard to believe this isn't a joke, satire on Saturday Night Live or The Onion. satire in the Onion. It's not comedy. It's true. The L.A. Unified School District Board of Education approved the plan on Tuesday to cut one-third of its police budget and divert the money to a program that focuses on black student achievement. The board voted to cut 133 school police positions. Can you imagine how bad the crime is and the gangbangers and the illegal aliens and the MS-13 gangbangers inside L.A. schools? Can you imagine how dangerous those schools are? And you're cutting 133 school police positions, including 70 sworn officers, 62 non-sworn officers, and one support staff member. So they're reducing the budget from $77.5 million to $52.5 million. $25 million cut. Police officers stationed at all secondary schools will be replaced by new climate coaches who are trained, according to the plan, to implement positive school culture and climate and use de-escalation strategies to resolve conflict, understand implicit bias, and eliminate racial disproportionately in school discipline practices. That's a weird way of saying something. That doesn't even sound like English. The new plan doesn't allow individual schools to apply to keep police officers on their campuses. Instead, officers will remain on call to respond to emergencies with a goal of 3 to 5 minute response time. You know, as a guy, Wayne Root, me personally, who went to an all-black middle school, it's like 95% black middle school and an 85% to 90% black high school. Very dangerous schools, very minority-majority, and very dangerous conditions. Lots of crime, lots of drugs, lots of gangs. In a matter of 30 seconds or less, you're dead. In a bad fight, you might last 10 seconds, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, and they're coming in 3 to 5 minutes now because there's no cop in your school. And what about when there's a shooter? How about when some guy walks in dressed in black and just starts blowing people away in an act of school shooting, school terrorism? There's no cop even assigned to these campuses anymore. That's amazing, and they'll get there in 3 to 5 minutes. You know how many people are dead in 3 to 5 minutes? The police force reduction is part of LAUSD's, that's the LA Unified School District's, $36.5 million Black Student Achievement Plan, which aims to provide supplemental services and support to 53 schools that have a large black student population and high need indicators. What's a high need indicator? Lower than average math and English proficiency rates, higher than average referral and suspension rates, higher than average chronic absenteeism. In addition to the police overhaul, the plan would dedicate $30.1 million for improving school climate and reducing over-identification of black students in suspensions and discipline actions. $4.4 million to implement academic changes such as adding more black authors into school curricula. And $2 million for community partnership with organizations that serve black youth. Folks, this is just bad stuff, and the difference here between liberals and conservatives is when liberals look at the fact that black people just disproportionately are in prison and disproportionately are arrested and disproportionately are convicted of crimes, they see racism. I look at the same thing and I say, gee, there's no fathers in the home, and that's why black people are involved with crime. They need a father. They need some discipline. It's not a mistake that they're a large proportion of the prison population. It's not a mistake that they're under arrest all the time. It's not a mistake in black communities that there's a lot of black crime. It's not a mistake. There's a lot of black crimes. There's a lot of black crime. Police aren't making it up. There's a lot of black criminals. It's still a tiny proportion of the population. Most black people are wonderful people. Most black people never commit a crime. Doesn't change the fact there are black criminals. Doesn't change the fact I went to a black high school and 99% of all the kids that were causing problems and were suspended were black. And I, as one of the few white kids, was in the higher education class, the honors class, the honors program, and I studied and got good grades and never got in trouble. That's not my fault. I don't need to have white guilt over studying hard and getting straight A pluses and eventually graduating valedictorian. I have no reason to be ashamed of that. No reason to be guilty of that. I think the only reason it happened is because black kids have no fathers in the house. That's it. So there should be training that you need to stay married and raise your kids. And it was a Democrat who first said all this, Patrick Moynihan, the senator of New York. That was his big obsession, was that the way to save the black community is there are no black fathers. You got to get black fathers in the household. And you have to make government programs that encourage black fathers to stay instead of encouraging them to leave. This is insanity. You're cutting the police budget and you're going to say, oh, here's a policeman that still has his job and he must be a racist because he arrested five black people yesterday. Well, five black people were committing a crime yesterday. Of course, what do you want him to do? Tell the five black people, you're black. I've met my quota for the day. So I've got to go find five white people and make believe they committed the crime. Is that what you want? It's just idiotic. And here's another story from Biden's America. Feds order illegal aliens with multiple DUI convictions and prior deportation released from Virginia jail. Two illegal aliens with DUI convictions, one of whom has previously been deported, were ordered released from the Culpeper County, Virginia jail under the Biden administration's new immigration policy. Despite being held on ICE orders, right? ICE detainment orders. They were both going to be kicked out of the country. The Culpeper County Sheriff's Office has confirmed that despite the ICE detainers, federal authorities ordered the two men released from jail, effectively declaring sanctuary immigration policy to be in effect nationwide. Of the two illegal aliens, one's been convicted of two counts of DUI, the other convicted of a single count. In addition, one of the men has already been deported from the United States before evidently making his way back in again. This is just the latest dramatic shift in immigration policy at the executive level and comes in the wake of President Biden issuing a flurry of executive orders all about protecting illegal aliens, even illegal alien criminals. This is insanity. What have I committed the crime? Do I get let out by the Biden administration? Because I'm white? Do you let me out? Insanity. Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free healthcare for illegal.
vehicles. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
I told you. I mean, I've got a gut instinct that very few people have in America or in talk radio or in politics. I opened the whole show with Ted Cruz's mistake, and I actually had a couple of emails from all of you, my fans, saying, we always agree with you, but not this time. This is unfair. Ted Cruz had a right to take a vacation. I know that. I said he had a right to take a vacation. I said when you're a rich guy and a CEO of a company, you take a vacation and nobody cares. No one has a right to say a word. But when you're a politician and your state is underwater, your state is under blizzard, your state has got no water, your state's got no power, your state has no groceries, people have no gas, the gas stations have no gas, you can't go away. It looks horrible. It looks insensitive. It's optics. And sure enough, Ted Cruz now admits to Fox News he made a very big mistake. Cruz admits Cancun trip, obviously a mistake, as he returns to find protesters outside his Texas home. The crowd, equipped with signs and megaphones, chanted, Ted Cruz has got to go. I think he ruined his career today. I really do. I don't believe he ever gets elected. He'll never be president of the United States after this, and he probably has a hard time even being reelected for Senate. Although people have short memories, so you never know. You know, another 4 years from now or so, I guess, is when he runs again for re-election in the Senate. And it's still 4 years before he'd run for president. So who knows, but it was a really tragic error, and it was self-forced. There was no reason for it to happen. Senator Ted Cruz admitted today to traveling to Cancun, Mexico, as his constituents suffered in freezing homes amid power outages, was obviously a mistake. In hindsight, I wouldn't have done it. I was trying to be a dad, and all of us have made decisions when you have two girls who have been cold for 2 days and haven't had heat or power, and they're saying, hey, look, we don't have school. Let's get out of here. I think there are a lot of parents that would be like, if I could do this, great. That's what I wanted to do. As I said, really, from the moment I sat on the plane, I began really second-guessing that decision. Videos and photos of Cruz and his wife Heidi boarding the plane to Mexico surfaced on social media Wednesday evening. Prominent Democrats lashed out at Cruz. Hours after it was revealed he had traveled to Mexico as his home state contended with a catastrophic winter storm. Cruz noted he intended to work remotely from his trip when asked if he had always planned to fly back to Texas on Thursday or if he cut the vacation short due to the political backlash. The senator did not directly respond. As it became a bigger and bigger firestorm, it became all the more compelling that I needed to come back because our priority should be fixing this problem and making sure it doesn't happen again, Cruz added. I didn't want all the screaming and yelling about this trip to distract even one moment from the real issues that I think Texans care about, which is keeping all our families safe. So it was just a big mistake. And look, if you're a Democrat, I don't know if anybody says anything. I don't know if they say anything. But if you're a Republican, it looks like let them eat cake, right? That's what it looks like. Critics accused the senator of fleeing his state amid wintry conditions that contributed to a mounting death toll and left millions without power or access to running water. Texas Democrat Party chairman, of course they're going to make this political, Gilberto Hinojosa, called Cruz's actions deeply disturbing and disappointed and demanding that he step down. You know, I'm the guy who opened the show saying, what a dumb decision, bad, bad decision, may have killed his political career. But, you know, to say that someone should resign because they took a vacation when they're not, you know, if the mayor of a city took a vacation, I actually agree you should resign. If the governor in the middle of this took a vacation, I agree you should resign. If the lieutenant governor took a vacation, I agree you should resign. But if the guy in charge of power for the state took a vacation, I agree he or she should resign. But a senator has absolutely zero to do with saving the people from this, but you can't ask him to resign. It's ridiculous. These Democrats are all insane. But okay, what you can say is he should have rolled up his sleeves and put on, you know, flood boots and a pair of jeans and gone out and helped people rebuild their lives and rebuild their homes and have cameras following him, and it would have been a plus, not a negative. And instead he goes on vacation. Sponsor of this segment of the show, Freedom Health Alliance. With our nation in so much turmoil and our immune systems facing the most stress in history, I got to get this to Ted Cruz. I think right about now his immune system is facing a lot of stress. Freedom Health Alliance is like the cavalry coming to the rescue. They offer remarkable natural products to supercharge your immune system. And now they're offering a very special package of products only for my fans and listeners, saving you 50% on products that I personally use and love. And it's all built around my personal favorite, Active Silver Solution, plus liquid vitamin D complex, premium probiotic formula, and natural immune support. I chose them. This is my bundle, the Root Freedom Bundle. This bundle of products handpicked by me for you, 50% off. Call now, toll free anywhere in the United States, 888-910-0341. Call Freedom Health Alliance, 888-910-0341. Use the promo code WAR to get 50% off, half off, the Root Freedom Bundle, 888-910-0341, or visit freedomhealthalliance.com. Freedomhealthalliance.com. Stay WAR or choose the Root Freedom Bundle, 50% off.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is cheering introduction of a comprehensive immigration reform bill. the bill being introduced is much of President Biden's vision, which includes addressing some key components of what he feels needs to be modernized in our system.
That is U.S. Border Patrol agents say in January they arrested over 7,200 people traveling as families compared to about 4,500 in December. NASA's most sophisticated rover, Perseverance, has landed safely on the surface of Mars.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
Rover originally launched from Cape Canaveral, Florida at the end of July. Perseverance has traveled nearly 300 million miles on its journey from Earth to Mars. USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Wayne Allen. one route, raw and unfiltered. Coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, the Warriors with you. The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allyn-Root on USA Radio Network. Before I get to my esteemed guest, I want to mention there's an event going on in Las Vegas. Even though it's a national show, my flagship station is KBET here in Las Vegas. There's a Ride for Life event this Saturday at 8:30 a.m. honoring Lieutenant Eric Lloyd, Las Vegas Metro police officer who lost his life to COVID. I believe the only police officer in Las Vegas who died from COVID, and it's a terrible situation. I know his wife, Mindy. I met Eric on a couple of occasions. He was a fine, fine individual and a really nice person and a great cop. All the cops say he was a cop's cop. Every cop loved him. Lieutenant Eric Lloyd died of COVID a few months ago. We're having a Ride for Life this Saturday, 8:30 a.m. at Allegro Park in Henderson. Allegro Park in Henderson. Wanted to make sure I got that word out for a friend of mine who runs a veterans group that put this whole thing together. Allegro Park in Henderson, this Saturday, 8:30, Ride for Life, Eric Lloyd, Lieutenant Eric Lloyd from LVMPD. All right, we've got our guest here, Colonel Alan West, Chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, author, and former Florida Congressman. Colonel West, how are you?
Hey, attention on deck. It's good to be with you, Wayne.
Yep. So I was going to talk to you all about the Texas energy crisis, and we will. But I got to start with Ted Cruz, who I have always been a huge fan of, and I've got a photo of him and me on the wall, and I thought he had a chance to be a leading presidential contender this time around in 2024, and I think he's a great guy, and I love his politics. The minute I heard this story, I said, he may have just destroyed his entire political career. And it's not because it's a big deal. Everyone has a right to go on vacation. The optics are so awful of leaving for a fancy Mexican vacation while your constituents have no water, no power. The grocery stores are empty. There's no food. The gasoline stations are empty. There's no gas. The people are in misery, and this guy's leaving on vacation. He has every right to. It looks awful.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The optics are bad, and I don't understand why you would pull the pin on a grenade and drop it on your foot like that. And I was talking to a reporter earlier, and I tried to use this metaphor. Imagine that I'm a commander of my battalion in a really heated combat operation, Iraq or Afghanistan, and all of a sudden in the middle of that combat operation, I decide to go on R&R. You know, what does that say about my ability to leave? What does that say to my troops? And so when you think about how the people here in Texas are suffering, and I know that he said, his girls are out of school and he wanted to go down there and be a good dad. Well, there's a lot of good dads in Texas that are trying to keep their little girls warm in their homes and trying to boil water and trying to take care of them. And so I don't know if he can recover from this, but this is definitely a serious unforced error.
And I don't know if it would even be a problem if you're a Democrat, but I know it's a big problem when you're a Republican because, you know, we're supposed to be the party of the rich. It's not true, but Democrats paint us as the party of the rich and kind of out of touch and you don't care about poor people and, you know, let them eat cake. This is like an ultimate optic of let them eat cake. It just looks like, and you brought up a great analogy. I didn't even think of it. Can you imagine if you were in a battle and your soldiers are pinned down and some of them are shot and one of them's dead and you just get up as the colonel leading the way? You know what? I got to go to Hawaii for a week. See you guys later. It wouldn't even look horrible. It is horrible. This one just looks horrible. It's not really a big deal because he's not in charge of water or electric or running a town or running the state. The governor is and mayors are, but he's not. But it doesn't matter. It just looks like you're abandoning the people. So it was a really boneheaded move, and it's definitely self-destructive. I don't know what made him think to do it, but obviously we're right, Alan, you and I, because I noticed he turned around and came right back when he realized this was turning into a disaster, right, a PR disaster.
Yeah, but the sad thing is that, you know, if this had not been brought to the forefront, brought to the attention, we'd still be in Cancun. So what it does look like is, oops, I got caught. Let me come back and try to, you know, inject myself back into, you know, this horrible situation. But the damage is done.
Yeah, it's not good. But let's talk about the real damage. And that's, I'm not worried about Ted Cruz's career. I'm worried about the people of Texas. And I just don't understand how this happened. This is kind of like Venezuela, right? I mean, socialists are in charge of Venezuela. So a country that's energy rich, the people are starving. The people have no oil. The people have no gas for their cars. The people are begging for food in the streets. Texas is run by Republican capitalists. So how did this happen in the most energy-rich state in America?
Well, it's a litany of failure, incompetence, and mismanagement. First and foremost, you got to understand that since 2006, Texas has given wind energy companies $19 billion in subsidies. $19 billion since 2006 in the subsidies to the wind energy. And we are the number one wind energy producer in the United States of America. So, you know, for all of these leftists that talk about we need to do more with wind energy, Texas did. Now, the other thing that has happened in the past 2 to 3 years, Texas has tripled its energy distribution output of wind energy up to 23 to 25%. Huge reliance upon the wind energy. And so what ended up happening, you see a storm that is coming. We had warnings about this 10 days out. And what ends up happening is that those turbines, those wind turbines out in West Texas in the Panhandle, they froze. So you now have a gap of 23 to 25% of your energy distribution, and you have not had a good backup plan. And that comes back to this ERCOT, the Energy Reliability Council of Texas. They did not do a good job of managing that energy output. And furthermore, anybody in the military, I'm sure you have a lot of veterans listening to you, every time before we went into a winter, what did we do? We winterized our vehicles. We winterized our generators, all of our equipment. Guess what happened here in Texas? Nobody winterized our power distribution center system. Absolutely. And even when they knew it was 10 days out, no one thought about going and saying, let's winterize, let's harden, let's do what is necessary. Now, the interesting thing, Wayne, is that going back to 2015, my state senator here, Bob Hall, has been introducing legislation every legislative session talking about hardening and protecting our electric grid infrastructure. Every year, he's been cast aside. So guess what? Now he's been vindicated.
So I just got a email this second from one of my fans, Randy, who says 10 years ago, he says, listening to you and Alan West, he says 10 years ago during Super Bowl week in Dallas, Texas, the same type of storm happened with the same extreme weather.
Yeah.
But the difference is there was no power
issues.
Green
Bay.
Yeah. Right. He said, it's no power issues because now we've switched to green energy. Then we did not. That's the real issue here, is the green energy is unreliable.
Yeah. It is unreliable. And there's three tests that you want to have for an energy resource. It has to be dependable. It has to be reliable. It has to be available. And if a energy source works perfectly when there's perfect conditions, that's not a good thing. And so what we are finding is that, you know, the overabundant trust in wind energy, 23 to 25%. So all the leftists need to understand we did that. As a matter of fact, the last couple of years, we got rid of 3 coal-fired plants in the state of Texas. So we tried to follow this green energy plan in the state that is, you know, the most abundant of energy resources. And it failed us. It let us down. And so that's the lesson learned. So we need to depend more so in our energy distribution portfolio on oil, gas, the coal, and then also nuclear. Those should be the first four that we look towards. And we've got to harden our distribution system.
So I think of two questions as you tell me that information. Number one, why did a very red Republican state run completely by Republicans fall for the green energy crap? Why?
Well, it's one of those things, you got to follow the money.
Right.
That's the answer. This is what's so interesting about this whole thing, Wayne, is that on the 9th of February, okay, a week before this winter storm hit, the governor of the state of Texas, Greg Abbott, receives the Wind Energy Leadership Award from Tri Global, which is a wind energy lobbyist group.
What a surprise.
and so the irony and the hypocrisy is laughable if it weren't for the fact that, you know, people are freezing to death and, you know, having to boil water out of water in the state of Texas. In the 21st century in the United States of America, you know, I went to the grocery store today here in our neighborhood in Garland, Texas. The shelves are empty. This is the United States of America. This has happened in the great state of Texas. This is unconscionable.
And the other question I thought of is, does Greg Abbott get the blame on this one? In other words, he's a good Republican governor. He's certainly, you know, there are times where I think he's a little on the rhino side, but he's certainly fantastic compared to, say, the governors of California or Illinois or Michigan or New York or New Jersey, you know? And so is he to blame for this? Did Abbott, is he the one that sucked up this whole story about wind? Let's go with wind. Let's go with solar. Let's get away from the dirty fossil fuel.
Well, that started back with Governor Rick Perry. That's when we started the investment in wind energy, but it has continued on. But I learned a lesson in the military, and that is that leaders take responsibility. They never take credit. And I think Harry Truman said it best when he said the buck stops here. So I think that, you know, if you're in a leadership position, you have to take responsibility because there's no reason why Texas should have been completely unprepared for this event that hit us on Sunday.
All right, good luck to you down there, Alan West. Colonel Alan West, Chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, retired U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel, author, former Florida Congressman, friend of war, Wayne Allyn-Root, very proud and honored to have you as a buddy. Thank you, Colonel. Great to have you on the show.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Wayne. Take care.
Try and stay warm, and I hope the water works, and I hope the heat works, and God bless you and your family. All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, good to hear from Alan West, good friend of the show and friend of the family. Good man. And when we get back, lots more to tell you about. I've got a lot of stories I haven't gotten to yet. I need another 3 hours. Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War. The Root's on fire. When we get back, we'll take some calls. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Toll free anywhere in the good old U.S. of A. I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee here, and we are so excited. It is the month of February. That's right. It's all about the love. And what is love if you die young and turn somebody into a widow? That's not real love. Hey, I want you to love yourself. Love yourself. Make this your month to get healthy at the cellular level. Get back your mojo, your power, your strength, your energy, your vitality, and be super healthy. And all did I mention? Burn that fat. Men, you can lose 30 pounds of fat every 4 weeks. Ladies, 20 pounds of fat every 4 weeks. All you have to do is take a step. That's right. Make the call. Log on to energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com. Or call us at 888-444-8895.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile, and that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
And by the way, it's not, and I mentioned this earlier in hour number one, it's not just that Ted Cruz is guilty of, insensitivity, being clueless as to the pain of his own constituents. It's not just that. It's not just what looks bad as, well, they're suffering with no water and no electricity. You head for Mexico. It's also, what are you doing heading for Mexico? Am I missing something? Mexico is this lawless country with tons of drugs and tons of pedophilia, tons of gals kidnapped and raped on the way to the United States, and the whole world rushing to leave the country. It's such a miserable country so that they could come to America and get the hell away from Mexico. And Mexico is basically, screwing us. They're letting all their people run through the border and wind up in America, on welfare in America, instead of you taking care of your own people. So I don't think a U.S. senator, let alone a Republican U.S. senator, who's against illegal immigration should be vacationing in Mexico. Why don't you go to Hawaii and put your money to use inside the United States of America? But if you're going to go on vacation outside the United States, why not go to some country that's more friendly with us? Not a country who's literally letting their citizens invade us. The average Republican wants a wall, is not happy with Mexico, is not happy with the Mexican people coming here and wanting welfare for the minute they get here, and not happy with all the illegal immigration and all the expenses associated with it. It's all because of Mexico, mostly Mexican citizens, and also all of it comes up through Mexico where they let a porous border lead to the invasion of the United States of America. It just doesn't make sense that a Republican politician would choose to vacation in Mexico and give his good money to the Mexican people and the Mexican government and Mexican corporations instead of American ones. So, that was a second faux pas on the part of Ted Cruz. You can't find a better place to vacation than Mexico? I've never been on vacation in Mexico in my life. I'm 59 years old. I never wanted to go to Mexico. But for the last 10 years, I feel like we were kind of at war with them. We're not at war with them, thank God. But they're throwing their worst at our border, just like Fidel Castro and Cuba did back in the early 1980s. They're encouraging, in my opinion, their people to come here because they don't want that burden and that expense themselves. So you don't go vacationing in their country and give them money? What kind of a thoughtless act is that? So, you know, you've turned off all the liberals, you know, because you look like a rich out of touch, let them eat cake, rich Republican. You've turned off all the conservatives who are sitting in misery while you go on vacation. And you've also turned off all the conservatives who wanted a wall because they don't want the whole Mexico invading the United States. And you're going on vacation to Mexico. Doesn't that seem a little bit hypocritical? Doesn't it seem like really poor judgment? And if you believe in, you know, the reason Trump was elected is America first, then would you really give your money on vacation to Mexico? Aren't there a lot of pretty places to vacation in the United States? I just don't understand any of the reasoning. The sponsor, by the way, of this segment of the show is Energized Health, John and Chelsea Jubilee. And they're the founders of Energized Health, regular guests on my show, where they share their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And the results are people lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love and supercharge your energy and boost your immune system and look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I'm in the final days of my first 88 days on the program. And I've lost 25 pounds of fat, gained almost 10 pounds of muscle. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut right to the chase. Join right now at 888-toll-free, 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895. Mention war, and during the month of February, you and your loved one get two for one. That's right. Buy one, get one free. What a perfect opportunity for anyone listening who's a couple, right? You have a husband, you have a wife, a significant other, and you both get to join, and you only pay for one. And you both get to look great and feel great and lose a lot of fat. Not lose a lot of weight. This isn't Weight Watchers. This is about losing unhealthy fat. Go to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. Tell them War sent you and you get two for one in the month of February. So a Texas Democrat mayor urges Biden to stop releasing migrants during a power grid outage. Mayor of a small Texas city along the border between the United States and Mexico is pleading with the Biden administration to stop releasing illegal aliens into a city while the state's power grid remains down. Bruno Lozano, Democrat mayor of Del Rio, Texas, made the request via a video uploaded to his municipality's YouTube page. During the video, which is meant to be a candid and direct appeal to President Joe Biden, Lozano argues his city cannot accommodate further illegal aliens. I'm pleading and requesting with you to please put a halt to any measures regarding the release of immigrants awaiting court dates into the city of Del Rio and surrounding areas. We do not have the resources available to house and accommodate these migrants within our community. If you do send these individuals into our community, we'll be forced to make a decision to leave them without resources under dire circumstances. I'm asking to please stop. Please make another plan for this federal issue. So the people of Texas who were born in the United States that you should be taken care of have no water, they have no food, they have no power. I mean, in many cases, not all cases, there are people that are suffering, they're freezing, pipes are bursting all over town in Dallas, Texas. I heard that from Chris O'Sullivan, my board op. And you got Ted Cruz racing off to Mexico on vacation with his family, and you got illegals being released into the community, and the cops are supposed to worry about them, not you. What a disgrace. Wayne on the Roof. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.